بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي محمد الحسن ابن علي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حفظت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك فإن الصدق طمأنينة والكذب ريبة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. We read this hadith previously. Just to repeat the translation again, that Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstain from that which causes you doubt in favor of that which does not cause you doubt, because truthfulness brings peace of mind, whereas falsehood causes constant doubt. We are still in the chapter of truthfulness, that a person should speak the truth also, that a person must be truthful in all his matters also, with regarding to Allah Ta'ala, with regarding to himself and everyone around him, whether it is the family, whether it is the workplace, wherever it is, a person should always be truthful. And so with regard to that, a further explanation of this hadith is given. From other ahadith we learn that Allah Ta'ala has placed the doubtful between that which is permissible and that which is absolutely forbidden. That is, the two sides, the one which is permissible and the one that is absolutely forbidden. So Allah Ta'ala has placed doubtful things in between, that a person doubts, is this permissible or not? Is it forbidden or not? The strength of a purified soul guides a believer to question what is doubtful. If our hearts are clean and turned to Allah Ta'ala, then between the doubtful and that which is forbidden, we will not go to the doubtful, but we will choose that which is forbidden, because we know Allah has made that haram, so we stay away. Though there may be another view that it is permissible, but the view of a truthful person will be that he will rather stay away from it. This hadith advises the believer to avoid the doubtful, as habitual involvement therein will ultimately lead to indulgence in the forbidden. When there are things which are doubtful and things which are forbidden, if we indulge which is doubtful, though it is permissible at the beginning, but it leads a person slowly towards that which is forbidden completely, and then he falls in there. As this is explained in another hadith, that a cow that is grazing on the border of the land, it is very close that it is going to go over the border. And then when it goes into the land of the neighboring person, then he will hit that cow and chase it away. And the cow that grazes in the center of the land is protected. It won't go out of the limits. Just like that, whatever are doubtful things, when we will involve in them, when we say there are two views, this is permissible, one view is that it is permissible, gradually a person will go overboard and then he will go into the haram also. Like for example, TV, we say that there are two views, and then when a person starts watching TV, he starts watching other filth and dirt also. He goes overboard and he goes into the haram also. Whether it is our money matters, whether it is our speech, whether it is our association, there are things which are doubtful and things which are forbidden. So choose the path of that and be safe from, be on the things which are forbidden, which are clear cut, all except they are forbidden. If we go into the doubtful things, eventually we go overboard and we go into the haram. Further, it is explained, in doubtful situations, a person will not be questioned by Allah Ta'ala for abstaining. Things which are doubtful and you abstain from it, Allah won't question that, why did you engage in these things? But he will be accountable for perpetrating a doubtful action that turned out to be a sin. When we fall into a doubtful thing, and then we carry on, and if it has to be a sin, it was doubtful, it wasn't clear whether it is a sin or whether it is not a sin, and it turns out to be a sin, we will be questioned about it. And even if it was not a sin, we engaged in it, gradually we will go to the forbidden, and we will fall into that which is haram. This hadith accurately describes the nature and outcome of truth and falsehood. When a person wants to be true to Allah, then even the doubtful he will keep away. Just like a person who really loves somebody, whether it is the husband with the wife or the wife with the husband, where there is true love, you will just want to do that which absolutely pleases your beloved. You won't, what are doubtful things, you won't engage in those things. That perhaps the beloved will be happy with this, perhaps the beloved will not be happy with this. You will stay away from it. You won't want to hurt your beloved in any way whatsoever. So like that with the matters of deen, with Allah Ta'ala also. When the carnal self is purified, that is when our islah is made, the heart is clean and the heart is turned to Allah Ta'ala, one is naturally content with truth and one dislikes falsehood. Then a person feels very happy with the truth. Otherwise, he just goes towards falsehood. And if we have to check ourselves, the amount of falsehood, lies that are in our lives, just in ordinary talking also, without any bad intention, we speak so many lies. Whether it is just in the house with the family also, with the children also, when the islah is not made, a person and just speaks lies and he thinks nothing about it. It's a major, very major sin, but a person thinks nothing about it. Just to make up stories, just to make somebody laugh, we will also conjecture some lies, etc. Just to make people laugh, but that will lead us, may Allah protect us, into the burning fires of Jahannam. The effects of these reflect in the choices and nature of a person. The truthfulness and falsehood, we will see it comes into every other aspect of his life also. It seems to be just one thing of speaking the truth, staying away from lies. But if we make that effort and we really become truthful, then we will see that every aspect of our lives will be affected in a good way. We will have good thoughts, good actions, our lives will become good, it will affect everything. So truthfulness is very highlighted in Islam and in Sharia, that we should always choose the truth, and this will lead us to all good and finally Jannat and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And falsehood, no matter how it is, how small, how insignificant it looks like, but it will take us towards Jahannam and the great displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious that we have to be on the truth and always follow the truth. And in our deeni matters also, it is very clear to know what the truth is and then to follow that, and all goodness abound from that.